No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 25th day of August, 2023. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A lot of Texans trying to weather the heat being warned high energy demand right now, putting a strain on the grid. ERCOT, the agency that manages Texas's power grid, concerned about what's happening after the sun sets and solar goes offline. That combined with low wind on Thursday night led ERCOT to call for electricity conservation and warn of an energy emergency, one that didn't materialize yesterday. But Texans are still being urged to curb their electricity use if it is safe to do so as these triple-digit temperatures persist. It's a story we continue to track here at The Standard. Another story that has been much talked about across the Lone Star State this week, unfolding almost half a world away. By now, you've no doubt heard about the apparent death of the leader of a failed coup in Russia, Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of a mercenary force known as the Wagner Group. His name was on the manifest of a private plane that mysteriously and quite dramatically fell from the sky outside of Moscow on Wednesday, presumably killing all 10 people on board. But so far, there's been no clear confirmation of Prigozhin's death, though a Pentagon spokesperson said this morning that it is likely Prigozhin was indeed on board the plane and was killed. The spokesperson did not say how the Defense Department had come to that conclusion, however. None of this is likely to put an end to the spiraling speculation over the incident, including questions about whether Prigozhin was really on the plane, why it went down, whether or not this was retaliation by Russia's President Vladimir Putin, as many suspect, or what this means in the broader context of the war in Ukraine and the U.S. role in it. When complicated international questions arise, we often turn to one of Texas's top experts in international affairs. Jeremy Suri is Mack Brown Distinguished Professor in the Department of History at the LBJ School at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor Suri, welcome back.
Nice to be with you, David.
Well, what is known about the cause of this plane crash? Anything new? I think early on they said that it appeared to have been shot down, but now there's been some retrenchment on that question.
Right. We don't know exactly what happened, but it's all fishy. There's no reason to believe that this was a standard mechanical problem of one kind or another. The plane had taken off from Moscow. It was heading in a north-westerly direction, and it seemed to fall out of the sky pretty rapidly. So either there was something on board or something that hit the plane. But it's hard to believe that this was just an accident.
Folks around the world are sort of pointing fingers of accusation President Putin's way. Well, can you give us some backstory on why he might have been a target of some kind of assassination attempt?
Well, Yevgeny Prigozhin led what looked like a coup, or at least a direct challenge to Putin's authority and the way he has been conducting the war in Ukraine. Uh-huh. And that occurred a few months ago. And Prigozhin then backed down. We don't know exactly why he backed down. Perhaps he backed down because he realized his coup effort would not work. And we know from Putin's past experience that those who have challenged him don't live very long. He has, through chemical weapons, through assassination, through various means, he has assassinated dozens of people who have challenged his power. Some have been businessmen, some have been former politicians, many with strong support in the West. So many of us who follow this were speculating from the moments after the failed coup that Prigozhin's life would be imperiled, and that's what it looked like happened with the plane crash.
With unanswered questions, is he really dead, for example? What actually brought down this plane? What are U.S. officials saying about this?
Well, we know that Prigozhin's name and another top Wagner Army, that's Prigozhin's army, another top official from the army were supposed to be on the plane. They were on the plane manifest, but there has been no body identification yet. We don't have direct firsthand evidence that he was on the plane or that his body has been recovered. The only way he would have survived this is if he were not on the plane. There are no survivors from the crash. And so we don't know. There was another Wagner Army plane that was flying in the air at the same time. So perhaps he was on that plane. But we have every reason to believe right now that he was on the plane that crashed.
Having said that, he surely must have known that there was a target on his back. I mean, as you were articulating just a couple of moments ago, Vladimir Putin has been known to try to go after his political enemies. I'm curious, what is the I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories, and I'm very reluctant to put them out there, but is it possible that he may have known in advance that and taken steps not to be on that plane at that time? And of course, we know that U.S. officials have been able to apparently breach the communication security of Vladimir Putin.
I think this is an excellent question, David, and a very legitimate one. Everyone, including Prigozhin, must have known that his life was in peril after he challenged Putin, and he knew the pattern of Putin's behavior better than anyone else. So there's every reason to believe he was taking precautions wherever he could. What we don't know, David, is if there was an agreement behind the scenes between Putin and Prigozhin. The fact that it took this long for Putin to assassinate him, if that's what happened, would lead us to believe that Prigozhin had some reason to believe that he was protected. Some have argued that perhaps he has compromising information on Putin that will be released now that he's died. I don't know if that's the case. Only time will tell. One way or another, we're going to learn a lot more about this.
Yeah. Jeremy Suri is Mack Brown Distinguished Professor in the Department of History at the LBJ School, University of Texas at Austin. Professor, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard. Great to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, David.